Ed inti simaw l-SBS bil-Malti. Isma' aktar stejjer interessanti fsbs.com.au/Maltese. Il-maġġoranza tan-nies fl-Awstralja jaqblu li il-multikulturalizmu huwa tajjeb għall-Awstralja. Imma għad hemm biżgħlejn in-numru ta' Musulmani fl-Awstralja. Dan instab fir-rapport ta' kull sena minn Scanlan Foundation dwar l-aqda soċjali. Ir-rapport sab ukoll tħassib kbir fost in-nies dwar il-bidla fil-klima. Is-survey ta' din is-sena dwar l-aqda soċjali juri li l-multikulturalizmu għad għandu appoġġ ta' 85% u aktar minn 90% ta' dawk li rrispondew jgħidu li jħossuhom parti integrali mill-Awstralja. Imma minkejja l-ottimiżmu dwar il-multikulturalizmu, l-attitudni negattiva kontra il-Musulmani għadha għolja b'differenza kbira bejn dawk li kienu intervistati għas-survey u dawk li imlew is-survey online. Meta n-nies kienu mistoqsija dwar l-attitudni tagħhom lejn reliġjonijiet differenti, minn 21 sa 25% ta' dawk intervistati kellhom attitudni negattiva dwar il-Musulmani, imma n-numru ta' dawk li imlew is-survey online kważi kien id-doppju 40%. Il-professur Andrew Marcus mill-Università ta' Monash f'Melbourne huwa l-awtur tar-rapport.
So the finding on Muslim Australians and that big difference, it wasn't a surprise the first time we did it, but we've now done that three times, at 2017, 2018, 2019, and basically obtained the same result. So that level of difference is actually quite unusual. If I look at the self-completion survey, for the other groups, Christians, Buddhists and Hindus, it's in the range of 5 to 10%, pretty close in that range. But the Muslim figure is four times that level at 40%.
Kien hemm 3,500 persuna li rispondew il-mistoqsijiet, 1,500 kienu intervistati bit-telefon u 1,000 imlew is-survey huma stess online. Il-professur Marcus jgħid li dan ir-riżultat partikulari juri li hemm differenza dwar dak li jgħidu n-nies u joqogħdu lura meta jkunu intervistati witch in witch milli meta jkunu online. Waħda mill-mistoqsijiet kienet dwar jekk esperjenzawx diskriminazzjoni f'dawn l-aħħar 12-il xahar minħabba l-kulur tal-ġilda, etniċità jew reliġjon. In-numru ta' dawn l-inċidenti kiber minn 10% għal 16% minn dusar l-ewwel survey fis-sena 2007. Dawk li identifikaw ruħhom bħala Musulmani jew Hindu rrappurtaw rati ta' diskriminazzjoni ħafna ogħla 40%. Mohammed Al-Kafija huwa l-kap tal-Federazzjoni tal-Kunsilli tal-Komunitajiet Etniċi fl-Awstralja u jgħid li s-sentimenti kontra il-Musulmani huma kwistjoni li il-Gvern għandu bżonn jindirizza.
That should be a warning sign for all of us and especially for our political leaders to make sure that we address this issue before it becomes a bigger problem. There has also been a recent study that was released by the Islamophobia Register that has quantified some of those complaints and some of those attacks on people from Muslim backgrounds. And we need to make sure that there are policies and social cohesion programs in place to make sure that we facilitate a meeting between people so they understand and they understand each other's differences, each other's faiths and cultures.
Mis-sena 2011 l-istħarriġ ipprova jara wkoll x'inhuma l-kwistjonijiet li huma tal-aktar tħassib fil-komunità. U jistaqsi l-mistoqsija ġenerali x'taħseb li hija l-akbar problema li qed tiffaċċja l-Awstralja llum. Waqt li tħassib dwar l-ekonomija u l-qatt huma fuq quddiem tal-lista, it-tħassib dwar kwistjonijiet ambjentali komplew jikbru mis-sena l-oħra. Il-professur Marcus jgħid li l-importanza ta' kwistjoni bħalma huwa l-ambjent li saf titqilu kienet minn tal-aħħar u issa qiegħda fuq quddiem mhix xi ħaġa tas-soltu kemm ilu isir dan is-survey. Huwa jgħid ukoll li l-bidla fil-klima hija ta' tħassib kbir.
Another interesting finding was that in the past, say 2010-2011, there were a lot of people indicating that what they're concerned about was that people talking about climate change was overblown. There was too much of it. They didn't believe it. They were skeptical. And in 2019, almost nobody is indicating that they're concerned because the issue is being overblown.
Kważi nofs dawk ta' letajiet bejn 18 u l-24 sena irrappurtaw tħassib serju dwar il-bidla fil-klima. Ir-rata ta' dawk fuq il-65 sena kienet ħafna anqas. Il-professur Marcus jgħid li s-servej juri riżultati pożittivi ħafna dwar mistoqsijiet li għandhom x'jaqsmu mal-benefiċċji ekonomiċi ta' l-immigrazzjoni u dwar jekk hux tajjeb li l-immigranti jġibu ideat u kulturi ġodda. Bejn 75 u 85% jaqblu li hija ħaġa tajba li l-Awstralja jkollha l-immigrazzjoni. Imma jgħid li r-riżultati huma aktar baxxi dwar kwistjonijiet oħra relatati ma' l-immigrazzjoni bħal popolazzjoni tikber, l-impatt fuq il-prezzijiet tad-djar u l-ambjent.
But when we ask people, do you think that the government is managing population growth well? And are you concerned that immigration has got an impact on quality of life, on overcrowding, on house prices, on the environment? When we're asking these sort of questions about government management and the impact of immigration on quality of life, what we're picking up is that in the self-completion survey, 60% of or more of people indicating concern.
Ħass Dellal, direttur esekuttiv tal-Fondazzjoni Multikulturali u Chairman tal-SBS, jgħid li d-diskussjoni dwar l-immigrazzjoni illum hija aktar ċara.
I think there's been some excellent research, particularly the one around the Deloitte's one with SBS, where we actually showed the economic benefits of social cohesion. I think people get a better understanding the values of not only the economic contributions and factors around immigration, but also the benefits through into social cohesion. A lot of the media are now being able to tell the stories of families and narratives of migrants and the contributions that they make. I think there's a much more informed sense of understanding around immigration, and I think that helps with that acceptance.
Trid tisma' aktar stejja bħal din, isma' fuq Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify jew kull fejn tisma' l-podcast tiegħek.